I thought I would create a little video to talk a little bit more about why I am doing this edition of the Healing Trauma podcast focused on faith and trauma healing. I really feel that there still needs to be some trauma-informed understanding in the faith community, because, like it is still in some places lacking in the world and in mental health circles, although it is so much better now, I still see a real lack in the faith community. There is some change happening in that. What I'm seeing is that there's a little bit more openness to understanding mental health, but we still have a ways to go. And I think for many of us, and including myself, when we have not been in a space where our experiences are seen with compassion and empathy, where they're understood with sincerity, when that happens, we can trust and we can feel safe. But what has happened is that because the faith community has not really understand what happens to a person when they have experienced trauma or chronic childhood trauma, how that impacts a person's body and their mind and their responses. There has tended to be, which we've seen in the mental health circles, and is just this idea that, well, that happened in the past, and you need to focus on the present and not think about it, or think different thoughts, or not dwell on it. Focus on your identity in Christ. Focus on, who you are. You're a new creation. All things according to scripture have passed away, and you need to pray more. You need to understand your identity, read it over and over again, pray more, seek more, read more. This has been the answer that many of us who have had complex trauma, childhood trauma, and living with this living legacy, as Dr. Janita Fisher talks about, where we have these imprints, these experiences of the past in the present, when we share our struggles, we try to share them in the faith community. We've been told those kinds of things. And that can be really devastating and harmful to survivors of trauma who have spent their lives in fear, in terrible, terrible experiences that have traumatized their heart, their soul, their mind. And what they really need is to come to a place where they will be accepted, where their story will be honored, and where they will be received with compassion and understanding. That they will experience through the body of Christ, through people, through relationships in the faith community, how God sees them and how God loves them, not through condemnation, which is how many people, including myself, felt when sharing what was going on. In terms of the experiences of symptoms, what it was like living with PTSD symptoms. Now, I didn't even know they were PTS symptoms because we didn't have that kind of information. We didn't have the understanding or the understanding of the science behind our physiological responses or how trauma impacts the body. We didn't have it. We do today. We understand so much more today. But that is still very much lacking in our faith communities. And my hope is that we can understand more. We can put language to the experiences of many, and that can help make our faith communities a safer space, a gentler space, a space of welcome, a space of healing. I mean, we come to God and our faith community because we need healing. We need safety. We need connection. I know for me, I felt vulnerable when I shared and then condemned and hurt when it wasn't received the way that I needed it to be received. So that's a part of why I'm doing what I'm doing. Now, what will I be doing? I am no expert in trauma. I am an expert in my own lived experience. And I also will be bringing in therapists and psychiatrists and psychologists so that we can talk about how trauma impacts. And most importantly, ways that we can heal, ways that we can have a life that is walking with God and on the healing path so that we can experience more peace, the peace that God provides. There was a real disconnect because we know that He does provide peace. We know that He loves us. We read it. But like Amy in my previous episode was talking about, what happens when we've experienced trauma is that we don't have any context for love in a close relationship, or, when someone tells you they love you, they honor you. That, if you haven't had that experience in real life, you haven't felt it in your body in a real way, then it's going to stay up in your mind. And it's not going to be able to penetrate and be and feel as a real experience. And so Amy was saying it goes from being a Hallmark card or a greeting card, she said, into a real experience. And that's how change happens. It doesn't happen just up in our head, because as we know, we can know stuff. We can know the Bible. We can read what it says. And yet we can be living with so much dysregulation, which is what trauma creates in our physiology. And then we just don't know how to put the two together. We don't know how to make that truth of the scripture, the truth of what God says about us, into that felt experience of, I am loved. I am made with purpose. I'm honored and I matter. And so that's what this episode, these episodes, that's what I hope is going to, that's my hope, is that we're going to be able to learn about how trauma impacts the body and soul, and how we can heal and how it is a journey, how the body can begin to change, how our responses can soften, how our beliefs, because as we know, yes, beliefs really are imprinted. They are not something that just stay in our head. We feel them. Just think about when you think about your, let's, for example, many of us have struggled with the feeling of being unworthy. Well, that doesn't just stay up in your head. You can feel it in your body. You can feel the constriction and the numbing and those sensations. And that's because we are a full human being. We don't live just in our heads. So some of the things I'm hoping that we're going to talk about is different topics of how trauma impacts us and, cover different areas, very much like I did in the previous Healing Trauma podcast. We talk about, narcissistic parents or what it's like to have emotionally immature parents and how it impacts us and how we can begin to heal. We'll be talking about the same things, but we'll also include that element of faith. Learn about attachment and how important attachment is in our formation. We'll talk about relational safety. I mean, there's just endless topics that we'll go into. But we'll also talk about spiritual formation and how our character can begin to change and how we can become more of who God has designed us to be. And that does not come just through thinking about stuff differently or just reading. It comes through practice. So we're going to look at what are some of the practices that we can do so that we can experience real felt changes, changes that impact us, that start to reshape our nervous system. I'm smiling because that's where the change happens and can happen. And there's so much hope. Our faith is about hope. It's about redemption. And that's what I hope we're going to experience here on the Healing Trauma podcast with this faith edition. So I really hope that you will join us. I hope that you'll give it a try, give it a chance. I hope that it will be helpful for you. Now, I have offered a subscription. So if you want to support the podcast, you can subscribe. And when you subscribe, you will get bonus episodes or episodes where they will not be offered in the regular Faith Edition, but they'll be supplemental as a way to thank you for supporting the podcast. So you'll get more of this stuff. Maybe they will be extended episodes or some episodes that I won't share with the audience, but will share for subscribers only. And this helps me to continue to do what I do because having a podcast takes resources, and I need your support to do that. So thank you again. I look forward to seeing you and being with you on future episodes.